one of my very first memories of you, Brother Spell, was you with a screwdriver as a little boy punching holes in the screen door of my mom and dad's house. Oh, okay, that was one of his brothers. All right, well, we just... A few of us might remember Brother Tony Spell singing amazingly, beautifully, a cappella Christmas songs down at the mall one year when we were doing Christmas concert down there. Through the years, Brother Tony Spell has been a part, but it's been quite a while since he's been here as just a guest or whatever. But now as a man of God, as a pastor who is pastoring and doing a great job in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, pastoring his grandfather's church, Elder B.A. Spell. Anybody remember Brother B.A. Spell? Most of us CAC folks will remember. Brother Tony Spell is a revival preacher, and he is a man of God who I believe who really sincerely has the word of the Lord for this hour. So I want us right now to just receive this wonderful man of God from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Let me just say how good it is to have your family with us. Good to have all of your children here, Judah, Noah, and Chaney, and your dear wife, Sister Shay. Welcome. Take your liberty, and we're going to preach with the preacher. Can anybody say amen to that? Amen. God bless you, Brother Spell.
Thank you, Brother Heyman. Let's put our hands together. Amen. The Bible said, Psalm 47:1. Oh, clap your hands, all you people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Amen. Let's do that together right now. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Let your anointing of the Holy Ghost move in this house. God, I pray the anointing destroy every yoke. God, break up our fallow ground today, God. Anoint us to hear, anoint us to preach, anoint us to praise in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to say this morning that it is indeed my honor to have been asked to preach at Mile High Conference, amen, in 2010. And I had the opportunity to be here and reacquaint with a lot of old friends and make some new friends this week also. I think we were reminiscing yesterday evening, the last time we were here, maybe 16 years ago was the last time I was here, and maybe 19, I'm not sure. But it's good to be back in Denver, Colorado at Calvary Apostolic Church. Man, it's good to see a lot of old familiar faces, people that haven't changed and people that have still stood in this church and are still earnestly contending for the faith. Amen. One thing that I've heard, and that is, I even heard it this morning from several ladies, sisters in this church, oh, you look just like your daddy. Brother Tony Spell, you look just like Brother Timothy Spell. Y'all pray for me, I may grow out of it. Amen. A lot of hope and prayer. Amen. And I'm glad to have my wife and children with me here today. And my three children, I want them to have the same opportunities. I believe I said yesterday evening that I had as a boy, coming and rubbing shoulders with men and brethren of like precious faith, and iron sharpening iron, and being imprinted by good people and good preachers. So I'm glad that my children and my wife are here today also. Amen. My grandparents and aunts and uncles have driven in from Phoenix, Arizona, and they're here for this service also. Glad to see them. And also among good friends, one of my dearest and best friends, Brother Nathaniel Urshan, his family also here today. I count it a high honor to be ranked among good people today. And I'm cognizant of the time. I know that Brother Marty Ballester will be preaching in just a little while. And I want to, without any further ado, go right into the word of the Lord in 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse number 1, to your good bishop, Brother Donald Heyman, Sr. I was reading his book on the way up here on the airplane, and I read it from time to time. And I was reading one of the poems that he made reference to in the book, The View from My Veranda, where the young preacher would very snidely remark to the old preacher, "You'll never catch up with us now. We've passed you up by leaps and bounds, and you'll never catch up with the crowds that we have and what we're doing. And the old man looked at him and said, "You're right. We'll never catch up with you because we're not even going in the same direction. We're not even going in the same direction." And there's a lot of folks that's seemingly passing us up in this apostolic movement in the 21st century. But, you know, they're not even going in the same direction we're going today. Amen. Thank God for people who have been here. I've been coming here 32 years, and I still see the same people who are still sitting in the same place. Thank God for people who have not given in, who have not backslid, who have not compromised, but are still here and faithful at Calvary Apostolic Church. Why don't you give yourself a round of applause? Amen. I'm thankful for good people. Amen, amen, amen. And then to your good pastor, Brother Don Heyman, I count it an honor to call him my friend, and he calls me his friend, his wife and children also. It's a high honor to be even mentioned along with them. I stand in this pulpit where some of my heroes have preached. Brother Golder, Brother Cavanaugh, amen, Brother Garrett, a lot of good men that I love and respect and esteem very highly. So in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 14 and verse 1, I won't have time to qualify everything that I'm going to say today. I'll simply get to my point as quickly as possible in a timely manner. Thank you. And without going into the minute details of building a watch, I just want to tell you what time it is and get out of the way today and let the Holy Ghost move. Amen. Some things can be taught while other things have to be caught. You know, I believe when it comes to the Word of God that we should not try to sugarcoat anything or beat around the bush, but just get right to the point with what the Word of God has to say. Amen. The Word of God is quick and powerful, Hebrews 4 and 12, and sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. And I often make a disclaimer that the Word of God will oftentimes offend you. Amen. So without being caustic or crude, I'll just tell you today that people who complain about being offended by the Word of God, Brother Mena, are like people who read the dictionary and complain about there being too many definitions in there. Amen. So I want to preach the Word of God today, and I believe I have a word for this meeting and this conference, and I want God to set a precedent early on. Amen. And so we can have great and wondrous things done in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now it came to pass upon a day, I'm in 1 Samuel 14 and 1, that Jonathan, the son of Saul, said unto the young man that bare his armor, "Come and let us go over to the Philistines' garrison that is on the other side." But he told not his father. And Saul tarried in the uttermost part of Gibeah under a pomegranate tree, which is in Migron. And the people that were with him were about 600 men. Verse number 6, and Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, "Come and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few." And his armor bearer said unto him, "Do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart." Amen. This afternoon, I want to preach to us and give this message a title, and that is Preserving the Truth. Amen. Today, I want to preach to you evangelistically, amen, whatever comes out of this service today. Today, I want to preach to you to stir you up. Amen. To invoke an anointing and an authority, amen, that would empower you to go out and preserve the truth of God's Word. Amen. Is there anybody here that loves the truth of God's Word today? Amen. Is there anybody here that loves the truth of God's Word? Amen, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. God bless you. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Now, I want to challenge you to preserve the truth today. What does the word preserve mean? The word preserve means to keep alive or in existence. The word preserve means to keep safe from harm or injury. The word preserve means to keep from deteriorating. It means to protect and maintain the possession of or retain something. I love the truth of God's word. Let me tell you, in the outset of this message of the preservation of the truth of the apostolic church in God's word, that there's only one truth and we have it. There's only one thing right and we have it. Amen. There's only one message and we have it. Amen. I wonder if there's some men that believe that there's still only one Lord and one faith and one baptism. Amen. Do you still believe that the apostolic church is not a church, but it's the church? Amen. If you believe that, if you're going to help me preach today, why don't you put your hands together right now? Amen. I love the truth of God's word. There's only one thing right, and we have it. There's only one church, and this is that. There's only one message, and this is that message. Amen. Amen. Jonathan said in the text that I've read in your hearing, verse number 6 of 1 Samuel 14, come on and let's go. Action will always generate inspiration. We should be taught not to wait for inspiration to start a thing. Action will always generate inspiration. However, inspiration seldom generates action. 600 in the text that I've read in your hearing of Israel's most elitist fighting force sitting down under a pomegranate tree in the land of Gibeah in the day of battle. The Bible said that there was not one weapon to fight with save in the hands of Saul and his son Jonathan were their weapons found. Amen. Sitting down under this pomegranate tree, talking about the way things used to be. Talking about the good old days. Talking about the God that brought them through the Red Sea dry shod. And talking about the God that was to them a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Talking about all the good things that God had done in yesterday and yesteryear. Amen. Some folks only have a memory of what the apostolic church used to be. Amen. Some people only have a memory of how good God used to be. Amen. But I want to shake up Mile High this morning and tell you and stir you up that the church has not seen its greatest hour, and this church has not seen its greatest revival, and this church has not preached its greatest sermon. Amen. This apostolic church has not sung its greatest song. Amen. I love my past, I love my heritage. Amen. But let me tell you that God's not dead, he's still alive today. Amen. The church is not sick nor anemic, but the church is alive and well. The church is large and in charge. Amen. Let me tell you, God is still filling folks with the Holy Ghost. God's still performing. Oh, I feel my help coming now. Amen. We're going to preserve the truth today. You might as well get on board early. Amen. With me and help me preach, because God wants to stir some folks up in this house. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. The latter house shall be greater than that of the former house. Now, everybody that knows anything about journalism knows this much, that every good story that even bears any attention whatsoever has the five W's and the one H. The who, what, when, where, why, and how. If you're from Arkansas, there might be a couple more H's in there. Amen. But this text that I read in your hearing, I want to pose to you a thought-provoking question. How could this come to be in the mighty nation of Israel? How could such a travesty have occurred? 1 Samuel 13 and 19, the Bible said, there was no smith found throughout all the land of Israel. For the Philistines said, lest the Hebrews make them swords or spears. Amen. We're living in a nation, in an hour, not only in a nation of ecumenicalism, but within the realms of religiosity and within the perimeters of God's church that people are trying to silence the pulpit and people are trying to shut the mouth of the preacher. Amen. The Philistines understood 2,000 years ago, all we've got to do is remove the smith out of the land of Israel and there'll be no weapons. Amen. The devil hates the preached word of God. Amen. This world hates the preached word of God. Amen. But don't ever worry about this. God chose through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. How can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach unless he be sent? Amen. I thank God for preachers that preach the word of God. For preachers that get up with a backbone like a saw log. Amen. From unfettered pulpits. But preach the word of God. Amen. And look at you and tell you not what you want to hear. Amen. But what you need to hear. Amen. The devil wants to remove the preacher. The Philistines wanted to remove the smith. Amen. But devil, you're not going to get this pulpit. Devil, you're not going to get Calvary's pulpit. Devil, you're not going to get this pulpit. Amen. We still preach the truth. We don't back up one inch. Amen. We still say if there's going to be weapons, there's got to be a preacher in the pulpit. Amen. You got to have a man of God. You got to fall in love with a preacher. Amen. If you don't fall in love with a preacher, you won't amount to anything. You better teach your children, mama. You better teach your children, daddy, to love the man of God. You better teach your children. Amen. That man loves you more than anybody in this. Amen. Thank God for people that love the preacher today. Amen. I know it's day service, but I feel like preaching to you today. Amen. We ought to get on board early at Mile High and say, God, whatever you want, we're going to do it. You want us to shout, we'll shout. You want us to have church, we'll have church. Amen. It's the will of God that somebody be revived today. It's the will of God somebody be restored today. It's the will of God somebody be renewed today. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Let's remove the smith. Verse 22 gives you the answer to what happens when the smith is gone. Now, it came to pass in the day of battle, because the battle's coming, church, that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan, but with Saul and Jonathan his son was there found. It has always been a plan of the enemy, since he could not destroy a move of God, to try and hinder a move of God by those whose erratic and irresponsible actions accomplish from within the perimeters of the church what could never have been comprehended with outside of God's church. Amen. That's the way the devil works. He wants to work from the inside out. Amen. He wants dissension. He wants divisions. And he wants bickering and murmuring, complaining and bitterness within the church. Amen. It's the way the devil's always worked. Familiarity breeds contempt. If there's one thing that I've heard my whole life from the pulpit, from my pastor, my bishop, B.A. Spell, and my father even, amen, and that's familiarity breeds contempt. Did not always understand what it meant, Brother Heyman. But I could always correlate by what he was speaking by and speaking to me within that time frame what it meant. Familiarity breeds contempt. That means that either the appreciation of or the dislike for a thing or a person, over a period of time, it is possible that you lose your keen edge of appreciation for that person or thing due to constant association with that person or that thing. Amen. The Bible said Israel lost their desire to fight. Familiarity breeds contempt. Think about that. When you lose your desire to fight Israel, it won't be very long you'll lose your ability to fight Israel. Calvary Apostolic Church, Mile High Conference, and those that are watching and listening. Amen. When you lose your love or your desire for the truth of God's word. Amen. The devil knows that he has won the war, because it won't be very long that you're going to lose your ability to even live this message and even contend for this message any longer. Amen. In order to keep the truth of God's word safe from harm, in order to preserve the truth of God's word, amen, we have to fall in love each and every day with what I'm preaching to you right now. Amen. We need to have a fresh desire. We need a fresh empowering of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Every time you come to the house of God, you ought to thank God you got an apostolic church. You ought to thank God you got a preacher. You ought to thank God there's prayer rooms ringing. You ought to thank God there's still some holy folks. Amen. Some sanctified sisters. Amen. Some sanctified men. Amen. I don't ever want to lose my love for this church, because if I ever lose my love for this church, amen, I'll lose even my knowledge, and I'll start questioning everything that means anything to the apostolic church. Amen. Amen. That's really what's wrong with this church today. Not God's church. Amen. But the religious world today, they didn't fall in love with this the way we did. Amen. Had they have fallen in love with it the way we did, they wouldn't have forsaken the things that were so entrusted unto us. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 2:10, because they received not a love for the truth. God sent them strong delusion. They would believe a lie and be damned. Amen. All they did was lose their love for the truth. Oh, they didn't forsake it right then. They just lost their love. And when they fell out of love with the church, amen, and with the word of God, it wasn't very long that God sent them strong delusion. They believed a lie and was damned. Amen. Not too many years ago, but certain preacher was in our city. He wouldn't mind me calling his name. Hey, man, I love him. He's one of my good friends. Brother Johnny Hare was on the Jimmy Swaggart radio program there in Baton Rouge. Jimmy Swaggart, as many of you know, is one of the haters of this oneness message. Hey, man, he doesn't like the apostolic church. And he began to just lambast the apostolic church. And he began to talk and said, you know, God told me just this morning in prayer that Jesus' name, baptism, was of the devil. Amen. He ought not have said that when Johnny Hare was coming on next. Brother Hare got on next, and he said, I believe everything Brother Swaggart just said. I believe God talked to him. I believe God told him that Jesus' name, baptism, was of the devil. And he quoted that scripture. The Bible said, God send them strong delusion. They believe a lie, and he's already down. Amen. Let me tell you something. We need to fall in love with this message, Brother Ballastera. Amen. We need to learn how to preserve this truth. Amen. The church isn't going anywhere. The church is alive and well. Amen. I love the truth of God's word. I love this message. I love the apostolic church. Amen. I love the essentiality of it all. Hallelujah to God. Amen. We're not going to back up. We're not going to lose our love for the truth. Because if you ever lose your love for it, you'll lose your ability, amen, to live this. Here's what Nikita Khrushchev said. Nikita Khrushchev's speech reverberates even today. And he said that we will take you over without ever firing a shot. And in retaliation to that, Governor Ronald Reagan, however, said that we are at war with the most dangerous enemy that mankind has ever known. From its long climb from the swamp to the stars. And if we lose that war, that history will record of us that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening. Amen. What will be said of this generation? What will be said of Calvary Apostolic Church? Amen. Deuteronomy 6 said, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, houses full of good things, amen, wells drinking from them that you didn't dig, and eating from vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. He summed it up by saying, beware lest thou forget
the Lord thy God, which brought thee up out of a land of Egypt. Amen. I don't ever want to forget that we are a one God church. Amen. Beware lest thou forget that this is an apostolic church. Amen. Beware lest thou forget we're not just a church on the side of the road somewhere. Amen. To be reckoned among the other denominations and other religions. Amen. But God's people were always meant to stand alone. But watch it. There's been some folks that have forgotten. Amen. The Bible said in Judges 2 and 10 that there arose another generation which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel, and they forsook the Lord. Jeremiah 2 and 13 said it again, that my people have committed two great evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, yea, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Amen. There's a lot of folks that's forsaken the truth, and there's a lot of folks that's forsaken the message. Amen. But we're not going to forsake it. We're going to stand up and fight for it. We're going to stand up and defend it. We're going to stand, amen, we're going to stand up, Brother Canton, and preserve it. Whoa, I love this church. I love this truth. We're not going to forsake this message for some broken cistern that can hold no water. Amen. But we're going to hold on to what we got. Amen. Amen. We must be willing to fight the good fight of faith. The faith and the one faith. Paul said in the first chapter of Galatians, I marvel that you be so soon removed. Amen. I marvel you be so soon removed from this gospel into another grace, unto another gospel, which is not another, he said, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But he summed it up by saying, though we or an angel from heaven come preaching any other gospel than I have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Amen. Let me just confirm the Calvary Apostolic Church. If there come another religion, and if there come another preacher somewhere preaching something other than what your bishop and your pastor is preaching, amen, the Bible said, don't even give an ear to them, but let them be accursed. Don't even bid them Godspeed, but I'm not preaching in the Bible, amen, but let them be accursed. Amen. If anybody says that Jesus' name baptism is not essentiality for salvation, Paul said, let them be accursed. It don't matter if it's an angel from heaven or some other preacher, let them be accursed. If they say there's more than one God, amen, let them be accursed. If they say there's another way to see God other than holiness without which, let them be accursed. If they say there's another way to have church other than shouting and worshiping, let them be accursed. Amen. It don't matter who it is. Praise the Lord. That's why 2:3 said, amen, beloved, I gave all diligence to write unto you that you would earnestly contend for the faith, not a faith, but the faith that was once delivered. It won't be redelivered. It's not coming in a new envelope. It ain't coming no other way but through repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, and Holy Ghost infilling. Come on, somebody. Amen. We're going to preserve the truth today. We're going to see folks baptized in Jesus' name. We're going to see folks filled with the Holy Ghost today. We're going to see sinners come to repentance. Amen. Amen. Anybody that says there's another plan in John 3:5, Brother Urshan, and Acts 2:38, let them be accursed. Thus saith the Lord, 6 and 16 of Jeremiah, stand ye in the ways, and see and ask for the old path, wherein is the good way, and walk therein. Amen. There's a plurality of ways you could have gone, but he said singular, there's only one good or right way. Amen. There's a lot of different ways you can climb up, but Jesus took care of that in 10 and 1 of John when he said, "Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that climbeth up any other way is the same as a thief and a robber. For I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life." Amen. You got to come and plead the blood of Jesus Christ at an altar and repent of your sins. Amen. You got to go down in a watery grave and get buried in old man in the name of Jesus. And when you do, not maybe, not if, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Amen. We need repentance. We need repentance in this hour. Amen. Joel Blinks a Lot Osteen said, "I'll never say sin or repentance in my church," which is not a church, but it's just another social networking program. Amen. He said, you know, we don't need to say sin. Larry King said, "Well, what about Muslims and what about Buddhists and all this?" "Well, it's not for me to judge." "Well, you back out the way I'll judge, big boy. There's still only one way to be saved. Everybody that has been, is, and ever will be saved from the day of Pentecost to 2010 has been baptized in the name of Jesus and received the gift of the Holy Ghost, talking in other tongues. That's not open for debate." Amen. Amen, that's not up for question. That's not open for dialogue. Praise the Lord. This mighty revival that we are seeing in this last hour. Amen, let me tell you, this past Sunday morning, glory to God, we saw this year, in the past 7.5 months, the number 78th person baptized in the name of Jesus in Baton Rouge. Amen. Somebody said, "You'll never have a church preaching the truth of God's word. You'll have to compromise. You'll have to let down and water down your message." Amen. One of those families who we ran buses to this house for 9 months. Amen. 9 months we ran back and forth. We'd knock on that door about 8 o'clock Sunday morning. Here come a little 11-year-old girl and a little 9-year-old boy come running out, and the daddy would open the door and they'd come running out and get on the bus. As far as I knew, the man was a mute. He never said hello. Amen. Scowled when he saw us coming. But it was just an opportunity to get the children out of the house for a few hours Sunday morning. Amen. The children driven into their minds, brainwashing them. Brother Heyman, brainwashing them every Sunday morning. "You got to repent and be baptized and receive the Holy Ghost." Amen. That's brainwashing. So they went home and said, "Daddy, Mama, we want to get baptized." Not only did they not believe in God, they'd never been to church before in their life. They came that Sunday night. Amen. After church, him and his wife came up to me and said, We both want to be baptized in the name of Jesus." Amen. When they came out of the water, they were talking in other tongues. I baptized the mama, the daddy, and the boy and the girl in the same night. Amen. The rest of that story is that he went home to his next door neighbor. The next Sunday morning, that boy came to church, hair down halfway of his back, full grown beard, amen, earrings and finger rings all over his body. And he said, "I want a picture with you, Brother Spell." I said, "What for?" He said, "Just take a picture with me." So I took a picture with him that morning at the altar. Amen. And he came back that night clean shaven, clean cut hair. Amen. His wife had on a dress below the knee. Amen. All their jewelry was gone. All the makeup was gone. Amen. I baptized 4 that night in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. They went home that Monday. And his wife called me and said, "You got to get over here. Something's wrong with my husband." I said, "Well, just tell me what's going on." She said, "He's lost his mind. He's already taken all the heavy metal and acid rock and roll music and all the sex-rich movies. And he brought them down to the pawn shop and sold every one of them for $1 a piece. What he couldn't sell, they wouldn't buy. They're out in the front yard right now breaking it up. Amen. And stomping it. All their old crack pipes and bones and whatever, all the drug paraphernalia. Amen. I'm talking about pushers. I'm talking about drug addicts. I'm talking about pimps. I don't care who you are. The gospel is relevant. The gospel will break you. The gospel will change you. Amen. What you're looking for is at this altar." Praise God. One old girl, though me or an angel come preaching any other gospel, you can't build a church preaching what you preach, Brother Minna. You can't build a church preaching like you preach. Amen. And folks running the aisles and And we had some folks visit from a church across town. And he had the audacity to come up to me Sunday night after church as if he was offended. Hey, man, and as if I would back him up and scold somebody. He said, "You need to tell them boys that when there's a guest in church, they don't need to make them move out of the way so they can run the aisles and jump the pews." I said, "Well, that's just the way we have apostolic church. Hey, man, what you need to do is pray through, because you're backslidden. You need to come on in here, because if you get it the way I get it, you'll act like I act." Amen. Hey, man, that night a girl, first night in church, Sunday night service. Hey, man, she said, "I want to get baptized." Came out of the water talking in other tongues. Beautiful young lady. Hey, man. Beautiful young lady. Her husband's a backslider. She's never been in church, but she came. Her mother-in-law invited her. And she had, Brother Ballesteros, so many earrings, so many nose rings and eyebrow rings. Looked like a Home Depot bolt and nut aisle exploded on her face. You know? Well, she went down in the water in the name of Jesus, Brother Urshan. And she came out of the water talking in other tongues. By the time she got up the third step, everything was coming out. Sounded like chains and rocks hitting the baptistry tank there. Hey, man, let me tell you what repentance does. If you repent to an extent, you'll be saved to a degree. And you might not go to a place that's too impolite to mention. Amen. But the real Holy Ghost, it'll make you clean your life up. It'll make you take everything off that don't belong. Amen. It'll make you say, "I want to be all that I can be in this church." Come on. The church hasn't seen its finest hour. The church has not seen its greatest revival. But Calvary Apostolic in the Holy Ghost, your greatest revival is now and in the days to come. Amen. There ought to not be a Sunday where somebody isn't baptized. There ought to not be a Sunday where a backslider's coming in here and me repenting and being filled with the Holy Ghost again.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The world says it doesn't matter. Is this all right? Amen. I'm going to be 30 minutes and out, Brother Ballesteros. Amen. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Hebrews 2 and 3. We don't have the right to change God's word. We don't have the right to become relevant by portraying a counterfeit Christianity of easy believism and feel-good goodisms. Amen. If people wanted that, they'd go to the charismatic Trinitarian church down the road. Come as you are and stay as you are. You can't perfect two songs, offering, prayer, testimonies, preach, altar call, go home. Do the same thing Sunday morning, do the same thing Sunday night, the same thing Tuesday. You can't perfect that. Amen. Here's what, in a tribute to President Harry Truman, it was said by his autobiographer that Truman, who had been an artillery officer in World War I in his confrontation with the communists, had not retreated. Therefore, he won every confrontation. He went on to say that in the codes of war, an officer does not have the right to retreat unless he was ordered to do so by a general. He must die on his guns if so required. The reason that Truman never lost a confrontation is because he never retreated. And he was willing to die for the cause he was fighting for. Amen. Retreat means going backwards, giving ground before opposition. Amen. The Bible talks about retreaters in so many different places. Esau was a profane mind, who disregarded the things that were entrusted unto him, and for one bowl of beans sold his birthright. Amen. Too many people are retreating today, are treating with disregard the things that are entrusted unto them. Amen. Esau said, "The cravings of my flesh are more important than what God has given unto me." Now, here's what C.S. Lewis said. He said, "There's no neutral ground in the universe. Every square inch, every split second is either claimed by God or counterclaimed by the devil. You can't be halfway in and halfway out of the church. Hey, man, you're either saved or you're lost. You're either in the church or you're out of the church.
Amen. So the question I want to bring to us now in the rest of this message is not only are you willing to fight for the faith, not only are you willing to preserve the truth, but are you willing to die for the faith? And are you willing to die for what we are living for right now? Amen. The question is asked in so many places. Abraham, take thy son, thine only son. He raised the night to the heavens. Stop, Abraham. I just wanted to know if you were willing to do what I was asking you to do. Amen. Rich young ruler, go and sell everything you have. Oh, I imagine if he had walked away and started to sell everything right then, Jesus would have stopped and said, stop, we'll take your money. Amen. Don't get rid of anything that you don't have to. Amen. But he wasn't willing, so he wasn't even able to inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 1 and 19 that if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Verse 20, if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. Amen. You see, one way or the other, the fight is on. Whether you live for God or live for the devil, whether you're in the church or out of the church, the fight is on. Amen. Why don't you make up your mind that you're going to have somebody that says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always. Right now, amen. Why don't you make up your mind? I'm going to live for God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength. Amen. Let's worship the Lord together. Amen. 2 Samuel 23 and 8. Amen. Let's clap our hands and shout unto God. Come on, we need to let the Holy Ghost move. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 23 and verse number 8. Amen. They got iPhones and iPads and everything up here. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm not going to preach against them. That's all right. All right. All right. Israel were gone away. But here were some men that said, it doesn't matter who walks away. It doesn't matter who retreats. It doesn't matter who backslides. You know what? I'm going to stand right here. And the Bible said, many there be with us than there be with them. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let me just confirm to you. Amen. You got to have this kind of raw bone bulldog determination. If mama don't go, I'm going on anyway. If daddy don't go, I'm going on anyway. Amen. If children don't live for God, I'm going to live for God anyway. My going on is not predicated upon who's going with me. But my going on is predicated and empowered upon the one that I'm going to see. Amen. It don't matter who leaves the church. It don't matter who backslides. I'm going to stay right here. Amen. I'm going to stand my ground. And having done all to stand, just keep on standing, having your loins girt about with truth. Amen. Amen. What'd he do?
He arose.
He arose. My hands are weary. I don't know if I can live it anymore. Amen. Everybody in my youth group's gone. Everybody that I grew up with is gone. Amen. I saw the one time bathrooms like Tabernacle. Amen. Two Silver Eagle buses filled capacity, 112 children my age going back and forth to youth camps. Amen. Today, or a year and a half ago, I guess, there was two left, young lady and myself. Amen, but I'm seeing because somebody stood with it and said, it doesn't matter what you do, where you go, but I'm seeing. Amen. Not 10, but about 15 of those young people who are now married with wives, with children, amen, that have known nothing about the truth are coming back in. Amen. Their wives are being baptized in Jesus' name. They're receiving the Holy Ghost. Listen to me, young man. Amen. You may think you're a minority, and you may think that everybody's running from. Amen. But you just hold on to the truth of God's word. Your hand might be weary. You might not feel like coming to church three times a week, You might not feel like living the right life. Amen. But just hold on. Just earnestly contend for the faith. You got a revival in your heart. You got a Holy Ghost evangelistic life coming. Amen. God's going to confirm His word with signs and wonders.
Come on. I'm almost done. Hurry. Yes. His hand was weary. All right. God did it. God just needed somebody to stand up and fight, and God would give a victory. Shammah, the son of Agi. Uh-huh. All right. Uh-huh. Yes. He stood in the midst of the ground. Yes, he did. And defended it. Slew him. The Lord brought a great victory. Shammah, what in the world are you doing fighting over this pea patch for? Amen. What in the world are you doing fighting over this bean field for? Amen. This don't make any sense. You're going to lose your life, possibly. Amen. And there's how many coming at you? 800? 300? It doesn't matter. Well, what does this mean to you? Amen. I want to name some fields in the next couple of minutes, and I'm going to just get out the way and let the Holy Ghost work. Amen. This field don't mean anything to the world, but I'll tell you what the first field is to me. The first field ought to be the revelation of the mighty God in Christ. Amen. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. What's that mean to the world? It don't mean anything, but it means everything to me. It means everything to me. Amen. I'm not only one God from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, but I'm anti-Trinitarian. I'm anti-three God. Amen. I'm coming at every Trinitarian preacher, every Trinitarian church. Amen. And tell them the devils believe in one God and they tremble. You ought to also believe in one God. Amen. To wit, that God was in Christ. Jesus was not in the Godhead, but the Godhead was in Jesus. Colossians 1:19-9. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. He was the Father in creation, the Son in redemption, and the Holy Ghost in the church. Amen. We got to hold on to this field and fight for this church. Come on, clap your hands with me. The Almighty God of Genesis 17:1 is the El Shaddai of Matthew 28:18, where Jesus said, all power, the Almighty God said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen. He was that in Genesis. He was that in Matthew. And he was that in Revelations 1:8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, which was, which is, and which is to come. Somebody shout it. The Almighty God. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Shammah understood, if I let him have the pea patch, Brother Libby, if I let him have this field of lentils, they're going to want what's connected to the field of lentils. Amen. And these little back scratching, ear tickling, supposedly emergent from something that was never submerged, hireling prophets which are scared to proclaim the mighty God in Christ, don't realize that when you let go of that field, you can't even baptize in this field, which is in the name of Jesus Christ, any longer. Romans 6:2, we've been baptized into his death. Romans 8 and 17, we've been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. 10:47, we've been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. 19:1-6 of Acts, in the name of the Lord Jesus. You can't show me anywhere in the Word of God where anybody was ever baptized into a title, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. I can't let them have that field. I can't let them have this field. Because if they take that, they'll take the next field. That's holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. It's still an abomination, Deuteronomy 22:5, for a woman to wear that which pertaineth unto a man, and a man to wear that which pertaineth to a woman. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11 still says that a man should have clean cut cropped hair, and a woman should have long uncut hair. Jeremiah 4:30 said you still ought to not paint your face with colorful cosmetics. Amen. You still ought to take off the jewelry when you get baptized in Jesus. Come on, somebody. You'll never have a church preaching like that. Come on down and see what God's doing. Amen. People's repenting. People's cleaning up their lives because they want the truth. They want the church. They want the apostolic. Because if I give them that, Brother Carter, if they take my pea patch, just stand with me. Just stand up with me. I'm done. Amen. I'm going to give you hope. If they take that, they take what's connected to that, then they're going to get my praise. Hey, amen. Ain't nothing worse than a dead church. Hey, amen. And one more resident corpse don't mind another dead body coming in and sitting down next to it. Where Dr. Popsicle gets up on Sunday morning and delivers his frozen TV dinner sermon, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Hey, amen. Won't offend nobody, won't save nobody. Don't change nobody. Amen. If you're in a church, and you are, where the preacher still preaches against sin and preaches, amen, you're rich. If you're in a good spiritual atmosphere, you're rich. Don't leave this church. Amen. Don't leave this for more money and a better job. Amen. Your family means this. Amen. Your family needs this. Stay where you are. Yes, sir. Amen. Ain't nothing worse than that. No, I wouldn't go to a dead church. I wouldn't go to it. Hey, amen. They'll sell popsicles in hell before I ever tell somebody to move over and stop offending this man because he can run the aisles and stop dancing. Hey, amen. This church was born in the fire. It's not going out in the smoke. Hey, amen. If I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. Hey, amen. When I dance, when I leap for joy, when I run the aisles, I'm behaving myself. When I sit down like a bump on a dill pickle, I'm misbehaving. Hey, amen. When I don't witness, I'm misbehaving. When I don't outreach, I'm misbehaving. Hey, amen. When I get set afire with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and this container is filled up, hey, amen, that cup runs over. And I go out and I bless somebody else and I say, come on. You can't invite anybody to a dead church, baby. You can't invite your friends to a dead church. Amen. If they want a dead church, they can go to Roman Catholicism. Amen. And the Three God Baptist Church. But if they need to come out and see something that's exciting, they need to see somebody catch a fire and burn. There you go, brother. Run in the Holy Ghost. This is a foot stomping, aisle running, tongue talking, Holy Ghost church. Come on, mile high. We're preserving the truth. Amen. We're letting God do something today. There's a backslider that needs to pray through right now. There's a backslider needing to talk in tongues right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's time for revival, mile high. Amen. If you hadn't done it in a while, grab somebody by the hand and say, come on, let's worship God. Come on, let's have a little church. Come on, let's preserve. Oh, I want to behave myself. I want to be a soul winner. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I don't know. Jonathan said to the boy that bared his arm, come on, we're going over here. It may be, I don't even have a promise. It may be that if I knock on that door in that bad neighborhood, don't go to them what I call bloody knuckle subdivisions. Hey, amen. All you walk out with is a bloody knuckle from knocking on doors and people peeking through the mini blind. I don't want nothing to do with them. Hey, amen. You got to go to the neighborhood. Hey, amen. Where the cops won't go. I'm talking to you. And me and my wife go in there. And by the time we get about five houses down, they got about 15 kids trailing us, wanting to get on the bus coming to church. God will give you what you need. It ain't no surprise. This nation, they're backslidden already, but they're running from everything that's morally right and conservative. And they now the state of Louisiana requires a CDL to drive my buses. But now my insurance requires a Class B CDL license. Amen. Several thousand dollars to get it there in the state of Louisiana. 2 days, 3 days rather, before my insurance expired and we couldn't run buses anymore. That Sunday night, two men prayed through the Holy Ghost. What kind of license did they have in their back pocket? One had a Class B, one had a Class A CDL. It may be that the Lord will work for us, because there's no, amen, I don't have a promise that God's going to fill this church up, but I do know if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, there's not a chance of this church having revival. Amen, come on, let's go knock some doors. Come on, let's go win the lost. Let's go teach some Bible studies. Amen, let's go get some backsliders and say we love you, we've been missing you. Come on, let's have church and let's preserve the truth. Amen. I'm going to tell you what kind of church this is. This is an apostolic, tongue-talking, aisle-running, foot-stomping, baptizing in the name of Jesus, hell-raising, devil-disturbing church. Yeah. Amen. Somebody needs to get renewed in the Holy Ghost in the next few minutes. Amen. Before Brother Ballastera comes, we need to have a move of God this morning. There's a backslider that's coming up right now in your heart. Amen. You're getting pricked right now. I'm telling you, throw your hands in the air, and God's fixing to confirm to you to raise your children in this church and live for God with all your heart.
What kind of church is it? It's an apostolic church. The church is in.
Come on, somebody. Step out of your pew and come to the altar.
It's an apostolic church. It's a hand clapping, foot stomping, aisle running.
Come on, this time to have church.
Tongue talking, Pentecostal apostolic church. What kind of church is this? It's an apostolic church. What kind of church is this? It's an apostolic church. What kind of church is it? It's an apostolic church. It's a hand clapping, foot stomping.
Come on, it's revival time. It's foot stomping.
Talking, Pentecostal apostolic church.
Come on, let's have church.
What kind of church is it?
Come on, Denver. It's an apostolic
church. What kind of church is it?
Let's reach our word.
It's an apostolic church. What kind of church is it? It's an apostolic church. It's a hand clapping, foot stomping, I'm running, tongue talking, Pentecostal apostolic church.
Oh, what kind of church is it?
It's an apostolic church. What kind of church is it? It's an apostolic church. What kind of church is it? It's an apostolic church. It's a hand clapping. What kind of church is it?
It's revival time, Denver. It's revival time.
that there's liberty in this place today. Hallelujah! Receive ye the word of the Lord. Receive ye the word of the Lord. Let's receive it. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you are receiving the word of the Lord today? Sometimes I feel like these aisles need to be the place of freedom. Sometimes I feel like the pews are a place where we feel a little secure. We feel a little safe. I'd like to see everybody that's receiving the word of the Lord move out of those pews into those aisles for just a minute here today. Come on, move into an aisle way, and I'd like for you to find somebody to pray with right now. Come on, let's get out of the safety zone of those pews. I want you to be invited into the aisleway or the altar right now. And let's receive the word of the Lord by finding somebody to pray with. And let's pray together for the Lord to help us to receive the word of the Lord. Amen. I believe we have an ear to hear. Jesus has answered our prayer request. I've received it. I hear it. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord. church. That's right. That's right. Come on, let's receive it right now. How about it, church? Come on, won't you just lift those hands and let's receive the word of the Lord today. Thank you for the preaching of the word. Would you pray with me right now for the Lord to let us, everyone, each and every one, receive the word of the Lord. Receive it with all diligence. Receive it with all readiness of mind. Receive it with an application in mind. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's receive the word of the Lord today. That's right. That's right. Come on. There's some tears being shed in this altar. Tears being shed in these aisles. Thank God for the word. Let's receive the word today. I know what kind of church this is. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Brother Spell. Thank you for preaching the word. Come on, if you're thankful for the word of the Lord, I want you to just go ahead and let's let the Holy Ghost saturate us today. Let the Holy Ghost saturate us today. Let the Holy Ghost saturate you right now. Praise God for these young people gathered around prayer. Praise God for those slain in the Spirit. Tears being shed in repentance. Holy Ghost filling, flowing, moving in this sanctuary. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 How about it? How about it? Jesus' name. A certain sound today. Thank God for the word of the Lord declared in no uncertain terms. Nothing more miserable or frustrating than somebody trying to figure out what the preacher's saying, trying to decode his encoded message. Well, today the kind of word of the Lord we've heard preached today was a clear note and a certain sound. Under no uncertain terms, the word of the Lord has been declared. Thank you, Brother Tony Spell. Thank you for that. You know what that means? 33-year-old pastor to come and preach that? I'll tell you what that means. Anybody moaning and moping and sad about the future of the gospel, you can just cheer up. The future of the apostolic church is bright. Hallelujah, we were born in the fire. And we're going to live in the fire. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. How exciting to have Brother Timothy Spell, his son, his youngest son, come and declare the word of the Lord so clearly, so concisely. Thank the Lord for the clarity of the word of the Lord. I'm going to tell you, you turn on any radio station or you try to tune in to any kind of preaching today, denominational, and it is just like, what are they trying to say here? I don't know. I mean, they're going into hermeneutics and they're going into all these things that are, you know, the slicing and dicing. And now you got to try to figure out what they were saying and decode it, you know. But today we have heard the word of the Lord the way I believe it was intended to be preached. And that is clearly, concisely, and rightly divided. Aren't you glad for the rightly divided word of God? Oh, thank you, Brother Spell. Amen.
Amen and amen. Are you ready to hear Brother Ballestero?
Yep.
Gonna have...